Hey folks, thank you for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. In addition to the new Cafe Insider podcast, we're sharing bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. Separate quick podcast host prerogative to tell a story. When I was living in Bethesda, Maryland, when I was working in the Senate, and I think it was after Roberts got confirmed. And remember, my boss, Senator Schumer, voted against his confirmation. And my kids had decided, this was back before they became snobs and stopped eating at McDonald's. But back then, you know, we all enjoyed a little bit of McDonald's. And we go into the McDonald's, and my kids were very young. And who walks in? Two kids wearing soccer uniforms and their father, John Roberts. And I almost thought, you know, is it appropriate for me to go up to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in a McDonald's in Bethesda, Maryland, and bother him? And if I approached him a little too quickly, was I going to be shot by somebody? You know, it's a very small story, and I don't know that he remembered me. I'm guessing he didn't, but I introduced myself, and he was very lovely with my kids. So I don't know if he thought that, you know, I was intruding on his personal time, but there was that story. And then, you know, I got to sit with the senator three times to meet with John Roberts during the courtesy calls. And I think Senator Schumer asked for more meetings with John Roberts than anyone else. And it was a very small group, you know, me, the chief of staff, the senator, the nominee, John Roberts, and I think one or two handlers from the White House for him. And I remember thinking, as distinguished from later courtesy meetings we had with, among other people, Harriet Myers and later Justice Sam Alito, that the level of charm and ease in his own skin and with the senator was extraordinary. And I'd never seen it before. And even though at the end of the day, Senator Schumer voted against him and, you know, he had substantive bases, he really quite grew fond of him as a person. And that doesn't hurt.
Not at all. And if you read George W. Bush's memoir on how he chose John Roberts over then Judge Mike Luttig, who's now with Boeing, and originally over Sam Alito, who ends up getting on the court later, you know, he talks almost the same way you're talking right now, Preet, about what he observed in him. Someone who was offering not just substance, but someone who the president felt like he could connect with. I think he even used the word something like a gentle soul. And John Roberts talked about his two children in that session. He also rolled out the umpire just calling balls and strikes metaphor in that session,
yeah.
Too.
But little shucks.
Yeah, right.
We talked earlier about something interesting in the nature of John Roberts and how he overcame his nerves. And he was a nervous person and was uneasy about giving speeches to large groups, but he never showed it. Do you have nerves, and how do you deal with your nerves?
Preparation, not leaving too much to chance. I would never put myself in the league of John Roberts in terms of his presentations and his deep knowledge of history. But, you know, it's like anything else. You do it over and over and over. Practice, 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 as they say.
Is there a piece of advice that you got that you think has really sustained you in your career, your long and interesting career, that you think would be worthwhile for other people to know?
You know, just like you just keep getting more chances, you keep getting more opportunities. So you can get better, you can get smarter, you can get nicer, you can move ahead. It's all sort of a work in progress. And, you know, we started this by talking about the very first book I wrote in 2005. And there were lessons I learned in that I took to the next, to the next, to the next. So opportunities are always right around the corner. How does that sound like someone from Chicago? That's where I'm from.
Sounds very, very wise and Midwestern.
Yes.
Do you regret not really practicing law?
I never did. This is how I got my law degree. Oh, I got my law degree. I don't know how much your listeners will care about the crazy way I got mine.
They care very deeply.
Okay, well, listen to how I got my law degree. I was a little folk hero in my journalistic circles. I went to night school at Georgetown while I was working. I started when I was still at Congressional Quarterly, but then I was mainly at the Washington Post. I was covering Justice Stephen Breyer's hearings as I was actually studying for the bar. I did it the old-fashioned way. Before we were in a 24/7 news cycle, I would, you know, finish my work in the office and I would run over to Georgetown, which is near the Hill. Preet, it was great for sources like when you worked for Senator Schumer, because a lot of those people, as you know, were going to law school on the side. So right. It was fabulous for sources. And then I even took the bar, which I don't know why I did, but I felt like,
yeah,
you know,
why did you do that?
Well, in for a dime, in for a dollar sort of thing. And then I was already at the Washington Post. So I thought, well, I'm not going to practice. But I thought, well, I've got this in my back pocket if the journalism profession tanks. But then, you know, journalism and law were sort of in tandem on that score. So I actually didn't even practice a single day. But in Washington, it's always good because when somebody will say, well, are you a lawyer? I can say, as a matter of fact, I pay my dues. Yes.
Damn straight, you say.
Yes.
But does this cause sometimes relatives, knowing that you have a law degree, but like, you know, I have this issue with my landlord. Could you help me sue them? That doesn't happen.
No, I think.
Okay.
I think they know that. Just going back to what we said at the start, I think they don't think of me as accommodating as you might think of me.
Thanks again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Monday with me and Ann Milgram, and stay tuned every Thursday.